Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then 7 p.m. each Wednesday evening is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe or the things that I preach of this radio station, we invite your inquiries into those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We also invite you to view our church website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. On this site, you will see our articles of faith concerning what we believe and the things that we practice. You'll find many other articles. There's many sermon outlines. There's some books that the pastor has written, and there'll be more books added as time permits. There's some outlines of books of the Bible. There's our church newsletters that's there. And there's also some real player files of all these radio messages that are available to you 24/7. Just click on the link to the radio broadcast, and you will see the list of the broadcasts that are available. This morning, we'd like to take our text from the book of Psalms 46 and verse 10 and think on the subject of the greatness of God Almighty. That's Psalms 46 and verse 10, which states, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." This is a great passage, for a great God ought to have a great people. And the God that we serve, the God of creation, the God of the heavens, the God of the earth, is our God. God is the one that spoke this world into existence. He is the one who has saved our soul. And He is the one that tells in Psalms 46 and verse 10 that we ought to be still and know that God is God. God is the one that is telling us that He is going to exalt Himself above the heathen. He is going to exalt Himself in the earth. Today the world is telling us that we ought to be busier and busier, and that if a person is sitting contemplating God or contemplating holiness or contemplating righteousness, that they are simply wasting their time. We see it all the time in advertisements. We see it all the time, and it's around us all the time, that we ought to be busy and that we should never take time to be still and know that God is God. Do you know why that is? Because the devil knows that if we begin to think about how great God is, how good God is, how big God is, that we're going to find some peace, comfort, and contentment. And the devil does not want people to be contented. He does not want people to have any kind of peace. Therefore, the devil constantly puts on people's minds that they cannot sit still, that they must be busy. I know that children must be moving around. They have a lot more energy than us older folks. But we that are older ought to know that we ought to be still and know that God is God. Notice this, Proverbs 15 and verse 3. The Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." Oh, what a great verse this is. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. God is watching what goes on in church services. God is watching what goes on in the bar rooms and in the brothels. God is watching the things that's going on in the sports stadiums. God is watching the things that's going on in the sales arena. God is watching everything, everywhere, every place. God sees everything that is going on, and we ought to know that it's so. I know there's some folks that don't like to think that God is watching everything they do. Why? Do you suppose it's because they're doing things they know God does not like? I think that is so. God is a very, very great God. And the contemplation of God, if we would just simply be still and contemplate God and His righteousness and His holiness, we would find our lives being filled more and more and more with peace, joy, and contentment. But just who is God anyway? This morning, I'd like to give a few things, just a description of who God is. Think with us this morning, that God is an infinite God. That is, God cannot be measured. There is nothing about God that has any limits whatsoever. God is an all-encompassing God. God is an infinite God. Think of this in just simply in the matter of prayer. That if there happened to be at any 1 second 10 million people on the earth praying, that God would hear each of their prayers, answer each of their prayers, and never get any of them mixed up. Now, if we have a computer that'll do 2 or 3 tasks at once, we think that's a grand thing. But God has absolutely no limits whatsoever, because He could hear the prayers of every person on the earth at the same time and answer all those prayers and never get a one of them mixed up. That's a marvelous thing, isn't it? Next, God is omnipresent. That means that God is everywhere at the same time. It means that all of God is in every place all the time. There is not a place where God is not. If you would go into space, you would find God there. If you would go into the far reaches of this earth, you would find that God is there. Here is what David said in Psalms 139 and verse 7. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. You see, God is omnipresent. You cannot go any place and escape God. Jonah thought about that, didn't he? God said to Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh, and I want you to preach my word to the Ninevites. And of course, the Ninevites were the enemies of the nation of Israel. And Jonah was a patriotic person, and he decided he's not going to do what God said. And so instead of Jonah getting on the boat going to Nineveh, Jonah got on the boat and went, headed for Joppa. Well, what happened? You know the story. He couldn't get away from God. Jonah got down in the heart of the ship, there away from the storm, and was asleep, thinking that God would not know that he was there, perhaps. But God knew he was there, and the soldiers got him out. And Jonah said, just throw me overboard. And God, well, I won't go to Nineveh and preach. But God had prepared a great whale there. And so that whale swallowed up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of that fish for 3 days and 3 nights. And Jonah prayed down under the water, in the belly of that whale, and God heard his prayer. That fish got sick of Jonah and vomited him up on dry land. And Jonah went and preached at the city of Nineveh. Listen, God is everywhere. You'll never go to a bar what God does not see you. Notice what the Bible said in Proverbs 15, verse 3 once again. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. You will never go to a church service but what God doesn't see you there. Let me tell you something else. If you're a shut-in this morning and you're not able to go to church services, did you know that as you listen to this radio broadcast and as you read your Bible this morning, God sees and God knows. God knows your inabilities and God knows your abilities. God knows all about those things. Next, look at this. God is an independent God. That is, God needs nobody. God needs nothing. God is complete without anything at all ever being added to Him. God is independent. He is self-sufficient. He is self-reliant. Anything that is ever added to God, like we giving glory to God, does not make God more complete than He was before we gave Him glory. Because God is absolutely, totally independent. God does not need men. God does not need me. God does not need you. But God has chosen in His eternal decrees to use us, and God loves us, and for this we are very, very thankful, because God does not have to mess with us at all. God created this world in 6 days. God spoke it into existence. And I believe those 6 days that God used back in the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1, they were literal 24-hour days. The Bible said the evening and the morning were the 6 days. So I believe that was one day. That's just the way that it is. But you see, God created all this world, and God spoke all these things into existence. But God was complete before the world was created, and God will be complete when this world is all finished. God is absolutely, totally independent. Notice another point. That is that God is immutable. Immutable? What does that mean? That means that God never changes. Well, this is a remarkable thing. God never changes because He is perfect. God was perfect, is perfect, and will be perfect in a way that we look at it in the tenses that we use. If God ever changed, that would mean that something about Him needed improvement. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's character never changes. God's morality never changes. God is the same. You can count on God. What He says one day will be the same as He says the next day. God is totally immutable. He never changes whatsoever. You and I change a lot, don't we? You see these little kids running around, and then you come back in 10 years, and we wouldn't even know who they are because they change so much. Our houses change. The landscape changes. Our job changes, does it not? Churches change. Everything changes. But listen, God has never changed. He is the same as He's always been. Matter of fact, God never even had a beginning. Just let that grind on you a while. God never had a beginning. He will never have an end. We are certainly not that way, because there was a day when I was conceived in my mother's womb. There is a day when I will come to the place of death if the Lord doesn't come back first and take me out. But you see, I change. But God never changes. He is absolutely, totally, completely perfect. He is independent. He is omnipresent. He is infinite. He is a marvelous and a wonderful God. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We want to continue this subject, the Lord willing, next Sunday morning concerning who is God. And remember that a great God ought to have a great people. Thank you now for listening.